Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 4th of December. I'm back on my own. Ditched him from yesterday. Good fella. I have to say, on Twitter, I think my favourite crowd are the old Middle Earth crowd. We've got Middle Earth fully covered on FTS. We've got Greg, West Brom fan, Tim, Wolves fan, Graham, Birmingham City fan, GH, Coventry fan, and then a host of the old Villa fans, OT, Statsbet, Belgrano, Benjamin, Steve, who used to do Soccer Stato, he was a Villa fan. I love the interaction between themselves. I love the banter between themselves. And then I just love just sticking the odd one in. Stick the odd one in. Great. Good lads you are. Real good bunch of lads. Do genuinely make me chuckle. Love it. I absolutely love it. The old Middle Earthers. They're all those teams are shit. There you go. Just put one blanket over them. Shit. Gerard Ball, honestly. Let's see. Leicester, that's there. And then we've got Leicester fans, Chris, Kevin. We've got it all covered. The whole of Middle Earth covered. Right, what we got today? What we got? It's the old quiz, isn't it? I'm wondering why I'm singing. What am I doing? It's fucking, I am useless. It's the old quiz. It's the old FTS advent. I've contacted ITV, see if we can kick them little two midgets off that do their nonsense and get me on. Yesterday's prize winner. It isn't a West Ham fan. I promise you, everything is a fair draw. I don't just I'll pick people. It would be if a West Ham fan came out, I would pay up and look big, and hope that they back Spurs somewhere. But we're going north of the border. We're going north of the border, up in across Hadrian's Wall, up to the old Independence crowd. And they don't win much, to be fair. They don't win much. As we know, it's a two-team league. But it's going to the old Hibbies. Chase the Dream, son. Chase the Dream at KDY Trader. The old Hibbies. Loves his Hibs. Absolutely passionate about them. You've got yourself a £15 free bet to stick on Rangers or Celtic. You could put it on Rangers to get a penalty, couldn't you? Rangers to get a penalty any game. Always comes in. So KDY Trader, well done. That is your £15 free bet. If you can contact me in the next 7 days and put that on, or let me know what you want to put it on, and I will get that on for you. Now we get a little two in front, up to the 20s. Few people taking it a bit more seriously yesterday. The old Carolina Reaper sounded a bit, sounds like a real bad horror movie, doesn't it? And Kev Kellypot, we went for a curry. I was in trouble. We went for a curry. That curry I was talking about in Barrow Market, it's a really nice curry house. I really like it. Walk in, it looks like a school canteen, but the food is excellent. And, I was in trouble, Kev, that night. I had tears coming out of my eyes. It did beat me up, that one. Right, where are we? Today's question. Usual rules, you have to like my bet slip post, retweet it, please. The idea is obviously to shell you out some money, some Christmas goodwill, but obviously if we can get another two of you listeners, it would be great. A golfer played in the Ryder Cup. He played with Nick Faldo, and famously, Faldo didn't speak to him all the way around. So which golfer played in the Ryder Cup and partnered Nick Faldo, and Faldo didn't speak to him all the way around? They basically shook hands on the first tee and on the 18th green and didn't speak as partners for the best part of 4 hours. I remember watching it was cringe. But which golfer did Nick Faldo basically send to Coventry, as we keep our Middle Earth thing, send to Coventry? Reasons I'm still not sure. I haven't looked it up, but which golfer played for Europe in the Ryder Cup, partnered Nick Faldo, and they didn't speak? Who is that golfer? There you go. So with your answer, FTS advent, and the date, like and retweet, job done, and somebody tomorrow will get a £20 free bet. And I've got a couple of football bets for you just to round off the day. Loads in the Telegram group. You'll see the volume's picking up now as we get into the season. Everybody panics. Oh, we're not having many bets. It all will pick up now. I told you, once the football gets going, we're 2 weeks back from that international break, It's going to be a right old melee of football coming up. Right, I just need to find the sheet that I'm looking for. Right, today, I'll post a summer school later. A nice winner there last night. We have got today Blackburn versus Preston. Over 1.5 goals. So Blackburn, Preston over 1.5 goals. Again, you can do usual rules in 20 minutes, 27, similar to the summer school. You can back it from the start if you want it. You can wait till half time, do whatever you like. Blackburn, Preston over 1.5 goals. Same Newcastle, Burnley over 1.5 goals. Hopefully they're a bit more accurate than they were the other night. Newcastle, Burnley, and a first half goal at Cardiff. So all those are 3 o'clock kickoff, so not tying you up through the day. Blackburn, Preston, 1.5. Newcastle, Burnley, 1.5. Trade those, I would suggest, as per summer school. And a first half goal, Cardiff, Sheffield United. Personally, I wouldn't enter early. I'd wait 25 minutes onwards. If there's a goal, just ignore it early. But Cardiff, Sheffield United, first half goal. Well done, KDY Trader, up the Hibbies. And, today's who is the golfer that Nick Faldo blanked in the Ryder Cup. If you can post all that, and I will be back with you tomorrow. We're back every day. I've got to do the NFL. I haven't done the NFL, so I'll do the NFL as well for Telegram. I'll get on and do that now before the football starts. 4 out of 4 last week. Let's keep it going. 49ers marching to the Super Bowl. The Shrewdies are on. 49ers marching to the Super Bowl. It's not what you do in weeks 1 to 10. It's what you do from here onwards. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to run them ragged. Right, have a lovely little weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I expect a lot of you have got Christmas functions and things coming up. Don't get too pissed. Behave yourselves. Don't drink and drive. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. A couple of bits of football if I can find them. And give away another £20 bet. And tomorrow we play for £25.